The tram is late, which is fine, because the woman next to me at the stop is feeding a stray cat pieces of what looks like a very good cheese pastry. It's 9 a.m. on a Monday, the 3rd of August, and I'm officially a resident of Zagreb, at least on paper. My OIB is in my phone, my bank card is in my wallet, my SIM card works, and my rental address is registered with the police. Today is the first day I don't have to be anywhere. So, naturally, I'm going to the bank, because that's what living somewhere means. Errands. But first, coffee. I walk to Quawa, a specialty coffee spot near the center that a barista at my new local cabana recommended. It's a small place, maybe 6 tables, and the morning light is already aggressive at 9:15. I order a flat white for about 2.80 euros, which is on the higher end for Zagreb, but worth it for the quality. There's a young couple sharing a blueberry cheesecake and a man in a linen shirt reading Oslobunj, the Bosnian daily. The barista asks me something in Croatian, and I understand it. You're not from here, are you? I laugh and say no, not yet. He nods like he's heard that before. On my way to the bank, I detour through Dolak Market. It's the day's rare lull between the morning rush and the midday slowdown. The red umbrellas are up. The stalls are full of peaches, plums, and tomatoes that smell like actual tomatoes. A farmer in a flat cap tries to wave me over for a sample of fig jam. I buy a small jar for 4 euros, which I will absolutely regret carrying home in my tote, but it's worth it. The woman next to me negotiates hard for a kilo of cherries, and I'm reminded that bargaining is still alive here, even if it's polite. The bank branch is Zagrebačka Banka, same as my account, near the main square. I need to activate my mobile banking token. The app on my phone keeps asking for a code that's on a physical card they apparently still issue. The queue is short, just 2 people ahead of me, but the process takes 30 minutes because, as the clerk explains in careful English, it's a security protocol that requires 3 different signatures. I don't mind. The air conditioning works, and I'm still in the honeymoon phase where bureaucracy feels like a tourist attraction. The clerk, a woman named Sanja, notices my Croatian is improving and switches to Croatian for the last 10 minutes. It's slow, but she's patient. I learn the word for backup, reserva, and the phrase to confirm, potvrditi. When I leave, I have a working app and a new sense of accomplishment. I buy a ZT Day pass for 3.98 euros at a Tisak kiosk nearby, even though I plan to walk most places. It's a security blanket for the moments when the sun gets too much and I need to hop on a tram. I do hop on a tram, line 13, which is actually running today, which is a small miracle because I've learned that half the city's tram lines are being rerouted for summer construction. The 13 takes me to Maksimir Park, and getting out of the tram is like stepping into another climate. The park is one of Europe's oldest public parks, dating back to the 18th century, and it's a proper forest in the middle of the city. I walk along the gravel paths, past a lake where families are renting rowboats. The water is still, the trees are thick, and the temperature drops by at least 5 degrees. I find a bench near the aviary and just sit. There's a man walking a small white dog, an elderly couple holding hands, a group of teenagers trying to take a photo with a selfie stick and failing. I pull out my notebook and write down some observations. The sound of pigeons, the distant laugh of a child, the way the light filters through the leaves onto the path. This is not a tourist attraction. This is where ordinary Zagreb comes to not be in their apartment. It costs nothing to enter, which is a relief, because I've already spent more than I planned today. I remember that the Maksimir Zoo is also here, and I'm tempted, but I decide to save it. Instead, I walk to the Mirogaj Cemetery, which sounds morbid, but is actually one of the most beautiful places in the city. It's about a 20-minute walk uphill from the park, and by the time I get there, I'm sweating through my shirt. The cemetery is a masterpiece of arches and ivy, designed by Hermann Ball, and it's so peaceful that I almost forget I'm in a cemetery. I walk along the arcaded colonnades, reading names and dates, imagining the lives. It's quiet, save for the occasional bird call. I check my phone. It's almost 1 p.m., and I'm hungry. I make a mental note to come back to Mirogaj on a cooler day, maybe in autumn, when the leaves match the gold on the chapel. I take a tram back towards the center and find a spot for a late lunch, Pod Zidem Bistro, a small place tucked near the Upper Town's walls. The menu is handwritten on a chalkboard. I order the daily special, a simple grilled chicken with potatoes and a side of Swiss chard. It costs 9 euros and it's perfect. The waiter asks if I want a cavazier cray, coffee to finish. And I say yes because I'm learning that saying yes to coffee here is always the right decision. The afternoon is too hot for walking, so I take the funicular from Thomasiva Street up to the Grey Deck, the upper town. The funicular is one of the shortest in the world. It takes about a minute, and it costs around 0.70 euros for a single ride. I get off near the Stone Gate, which is the only remaining gate of the old city, and I step inside to see the small chapel that's been built into it. There's a votive area with burning candles, and a woman is praying quietly. I light a candle for a friend who's going through a hard time. It feels important, even though I'm not religious. I wander up to St. Mark's Church, with its iconic tiled roof showing the coats of arms of Croatia, Dalmatia, and Slavonia. The square is quiet, the parliament buildings are closed for summer, and a tour guide is explaining something about medieval politics to a group of Germans. I find a bench in the shade and watch. This is the heart of Old Zagreb, but it's also a working administrative center, and the mix of official cars and tourists is strange, but somehow functional. I think about how this city isn't a museum. It's a place where people file paperwork and argue over budgets, while tour groups photograph the rooftops. There's a new exhibition at the Museum of Broken Relationships, which is a 5-minute walk away. I'm not sure I want to bring my baggage here today, but the entrance is about 7 euros and it's air-conditioned. I decide to go. The museum is as affecting as ever, with objects from failed relationships, a wristwatch, a love letter, a pair of slippers. One story sticks with me. A woman donated a jar of her ex-boyfriend's raspberry jam, saying he never liked it, but she made it anyway. I stand there for longer than I should, struck by how a simple object can hold so much specific grief. By the time I leave, the sun is starting to soften. The city feels slower in the evening, the golden hour stretching out. I walk down to Talsasiva Street, the pedestrian artery that connects the upper town with the main square, and it's buzzing, not with the frantic energy of a tourist trap, but with the comfortable hum of locals spilling out of bars and cafes. I find a seat at an outdoor table of a bar, order a local craft beer for about 3.20 euros, and watch the parade of prams, bicycles, and dog walkers. A group of men at the next table are discussing football, and I catch the word Dalmasija and something about the sea. I start talking to the bartender, a woman named Maria, who asks where I'm from. I explain that I'm staying for a while, maybe a long while. She says, "You're in the right place for that." I ask her about the city in August. She laughs. "It's quiet because everyone is at the coast, but that's fine. It gives us locals a chance to rediscover the city without all the noise." She tells me that tonight there's a free open-air dance party at Zrinjevac Park, plus Jack, they call it, with live bands and people dancing under the trees. I nod and make a mental note to check it out. I finish my beer and head to Zrinjevac Park, which is one of the green jewels of a lower town. And she's right, there's a band setting up on the music pavilion, and people are already gathering. Some are dancing, others are just sitting on the grass, and someone has a cooler of drinks. I sit on a bench and watch the sun set behind the trees, painting the buildings in shades of gold and rose. The music starts, and it's a happy, swingy kind of tune, and a group of strangers pulls each other into a loose dance. I feel a surprise lump in my throat. This is it. This is the city I came to, the city I'm starting to learn. I'm being careful, though. I know the paperwork isn't the hard part. The hard part is making a life, finding people you trust, figuring out which bakery has the best bread, learning to accept that the tram will sometimes be late, and that's just part of the rhythm. But today was a good day. I spent money on a good meal and a museum. I walked through a forest and a cemetery, and I ended the evening watching strangers dance in a park. That's a full day. And as I walk home, the streetlights flickering on, I feel a small, stubborn sense of having found a foothold. Tomorrow is the 4th of August, and I have no plans. The day after that is Victory and Homeland Thanksgiving Day, a public holiday, and I'm told the city will be even quieter. I'm thinking about taking the train to the coast soon, following the slow descent south, First to Istria, to see the working towns, then down the Adriatic coast, then out to Vis, the quiet island that's been on my list for years. But that's for later. For now, I just need to learn how to be here. I walk up the stairs to my apartment, the key turning in the lock, and the city hums below me like a very old, very steady song. I'm learning to be in Zagreb.
Dobar dan.
That's what you say in the morning. Dobar dan to the baker, dobar dan to the tram driver, dobar dan to the man who waters his plants twice a day. I said it 3 times today, and each time it felt less like a costume and more like a habit. This is what I came for. Not just the paperwork, not even the history, but the repetition of a life in a place that doesn't need me to approve of it. That's the real work of moving anywhere. And I'm doing it one slow August day at a time. Tomorrow, I'll bring my notebook to a cafe, maybe trace chic, and write for a while. I'll try to figure out the post office. I'll probably get lost again.
That's fine.
That's the point. Zagreb is teaching me patience. The city does that without even trying. The heat slows you down, the tram timetables are a suggestion, and the cappuccino at a cafe is meant to be savored, not rushed. I'm learning.
Slowly.
But I'm learning. That's the whole game, isn't it? Living, not touring. And today, I felt like a local. Or, at least, a very dedicated apprentice. Now, let's go see what the night holds.
The park is still playing.
The city is still warm. And I'm still here.
Dobar dan.
Dobar dan to you, wherever you are, listening from far away. Dobar dan to the journey you're planning, or the dream you're nurturing, or the long week you're enduring. Whatever it is, take a moment tomorrow to sit somewhere quiet, drink something slowly, and let the world do what it always does. Turn slowly towards evening. And I'll meet you here, tomorrow, with more stories and more slow learning. Until then, keep it living, not just touring.